foot.
Some analysts say it is the biggest foreign fighter recruitment since it became a phenomenon in the 1980s with the Afghan jihad against the Soviets. As in Afghanistan, most of the fighters come from the Arab world, but this time several thousand of them carry Western passports, including the European Union, the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. At least 1,000 have arrived from Russia as well, according to intelligence experts. And as the fighting continues, the numbers of foreign fighters are growing. Most of the militants are fighting alongside the group calling itself Islamic State, also known as ISIS or ISIL. It is the largest, most zealous and dangerous group in a battleground riddled with jihadists. A New York-based intelligence organization, the Soufan Group, describes a region transformed into an incubator for a new generation of terrorists thriving close to Western borders. A lot of them are young, and many of those arriving from the West are converts to Islam, says Patrick Skinner, the Soufan Group's security expert, speaking via Skype.
Well, they appeal to especially the target audience of like 15 to 25-year-olds, primarily male, but not always, a sense of fun. In the West, they're making jihad seem like a video game, and they don't show the true horrors of war. They just show the Hollywood explosions and the fun. And teenagers, by definition, are looking for excitement.
Some are facing personal crisis.
They're disaffected. They feel no connection with society or with a family, and so ISIS fills that void perfectly.
Some have a sense of Muslim persecution.
They want to go help fight for Sunni, in this case, Muslims that are being oppressed by the Assad regime, or now the West.
Others are zealots, attracted to violence, says terrorism expert Brian Jenkins.
The fact that they broadcast that suggests that they think this will appeal, not only will it terrify their opponents, but it will appeal to a certain group of people who want to come and participate in that.
Jenkins also emphasizes the international concern over what these young men and some women might do once they leave the battlefield after being exposed to the radicalizing influences of jihadi extremism. Western nations, particularly Europeans, are wary that returning jihadists could carry out terrorist acts on their soil, adds George Benitez, a security and NATO expert at the prominent Atlantic Council.
The barbarity of the things they're learning, again, from beheadings to crucifixion, they are very concerned that these types of individuals will return back to Europe because they still have EU passports and will start feeding this type of malignant fanaticism and violence in Europe.
The issue of terrorists recruiting foreigners to fight in the Middle East has prompted U.S. President Barack Obama to preside over an unusual meeting of the United Nations Security Council to discuss how to halt this mounting global threat. Yela De Franceschi, VOA News, Washington.